Here's a dance you should know. When the lights are down low, grab your baby then go. I do the huckabuck, I do the huckabuck. If you don't know how to do it, boy, you're out of luck. Push your baby out, then you hunch your back. Start a little movement in your sacroiliac. Wiggle like a snake, waddle like a duck. That's the way you do it when you do the hucklebuck.
Hey, not now. Bet and Steny will tell you when. Hey, girls, start talking.
Hello!
Hello,
people
of Earth.
People of Earth. Welcome to the Hucklebug. I am Steny.
And I'm Bet.
We're Bet and Steny. It is episode 774 of the Hucklebug.
Oh, 774. I don't know what that means.
Nothing, but, you know, next week ends in a 5, so that's important.
Oh, that's important.
I got Scout sitting here right next to me, and she is...
Oh, and she has been meowing for a
She has been, and she seems kind of wanting some attention from me, so...
Oh!
We'll try and fight through it a little bit.
Give her some attention, people.
I'm petting her, and we'll see if we can get her to, you know, settle down in my lap or something. What a good girl. Hi, baby.
Oh.
She went to the vet yesterday. She was a very good girl. All right, well, you guys, thank you for hanging in with us. I know it's been a couple of weeks. We are back. We are expecting, at the top of the show, we are expecting this show to be extra long. So
yeah,
get a cold drink or a hot drink, yeah. Whatever your preference is.
Whatever preference. It's just that we've been away from each other for a while.
Yes, and we have so much news to share.
Yeah.
So we're going to be talking for a while. So just, you know, get used to it. We've decided we're not going to... We're not making any bones about it, which, by the way, would be an interesting phraseology. I'm going to write it down for future.
Hey.
Make no bones about it. All right, that's for the future. We're not doing it tonight. We're not doing it live. Okay. We have enough tonight. Let's do shout-outs. We didn't do rips, but we didn't plan any rips, but Barney Frank did pass away, so rest in peace.
Barney Frank, he was someone I truly loved.
I admired him very
political
much.
Life. He was great.
Yep. Rest in peace, Barney. You were one of the good guys, and I don't say that lightly. We will begin your shout-outs this week. Sorry, it's just Scout. we will begin your shout-outs this week on hucklebug.com.
.com.
Our first shout-out is for Tina.
Stand in the place where you live. Now leave us a comment.
You want to do it first? Why don't I do this one? Because I think you should do Donna's.
Okay.
All right. Tina says, hey, both. Hope this finds you well.
Oh.
I did listen a couple of weeks ago, but forgot to reply. I look back at my notes and can't for the life of me know what they are about. Old age. Ah.
Mm.
Yeah, I know that feeling.
Understand that.
So much. Anyway, have a good show, both, if you get around to doing it. We are now finally getting there. Big hugs to Bet, as I know you've had a rough time again, Tina.
I have, but it's...
She's come through it stronger.
It's getting better.
It's getting better.
All the time. Can't get no worse.
Getting so much better all the time. All right. Thank you, Tina, for your shout out.
Thank you.
Woo. And our next shout out's for Donna.
Donna.
We have a shout out.
Donna is her name. Ba-ba-ba-bum. And Donna says, hello, Bet and Steny.
Hello.
Greetings from Reykjavik, Iceland.
Well, my goodness.
I knew y'all were traveling. I didn't know that's where you were going.
Yeah.
But have fun.
That sounds great.
Wow.
Yeah.
She says, I remember us seeing the roses in a theater, and it was definitely not the type of movie which you feel good of walking out when it's over.
No, that's true. And you don't walk out with a happy feeling.
But she says, and I agree about the credits when watching Netflix, etc. We always try to stay to the very, very end of the credits in a theater, just like I do, Donna.
Yeah, I do too.
Janet.
I like to too.
Often
they do get long though these days, don't they?
They do nowadays, but often we are waiting to see where a movie was filmed. But I also feel some self-imposed obligation to show respect for all involved.
Yeah, same
We recently saw, this is a movie I just want to see. The Sheep Detectives.
Yes.
And the number of names in the credits was amazingly long.
Yeah.
Are there really that many people involved in a movie these days? Or is it just the industry is finally giving credit where credit is due?
I think it's a little of both.
Well, you know, when they talk about the catering, and you know, I actually like seeing the catering. Who catered the movie? I'd love to think
I
about
see
those
who
stars eating the food.
What exactly. Maybe I want them to do my wedding. Who knows?
Right, but I do understand that, Donna and Janet.
If I can just quickly interject before we get to the end there. A lot of it has to do with contracts and how contracts are decided. And now a lot of people are like, they're going to take a movie credit instead of, extra fees or one other thing, you know. So that's why, now the accountants get a credit.
Everybody gets a credit. To get the credits. But
I'm not saying they don't get paid also. They do 100% also get paid. But I think
anyone who works on a movie, I think they get, they should get a credit.
Yeah, I'm all for it. I'm all for it. You know, watch movies from the 1930s and it just says, you know, cinematographer, director, and that's it.
Exactly.
Sometimes not even the whole cast.
Yeah.
All right, I'm sorry. Back to the comment.
But the last thing, thank you so much, Donna and Janet. It means everything in the world to me. She says, Bet, you are stronger than you think. And you know where I got that quote. And I do. It comes from Nikki Giovanni when in the Virginia Tech Massacre, when she made her speech and said, we are stronger than we think we are. And thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you, Donna and Janet.
Yes. Well said. Well said, Donna.
Yes. Yeah.
Very nice. And you are stronger than we all are stronger than we
Well,
think,
I
sure.
I have this will come later. But
yes.
Yeah.
There's
Thank
more
you.
Coming later.
We Thank see evidence you, Donna. Of that Just keep listening.
Yep. Everybody keep listening. By golly. We're only a little ways through the shout outs. We're gonna go over to Facebook now and try and pick up all the shout outs over there.
That's
the other reason the episode's long. We got a lot of shout-outs to get through. On the missive, we have a shout-out for Tina.
Yeah.
Stand up as
where
you
et cetera. Live, et cetera, et cetera.
She says, welcome back. Ooh, you want to take this part? Why don't you take this part?
Well, she says, it's my last week at work this week. Officially Woo! Retire on Thursday. Oh, Tina, I am so happy for you. And she says, looking forward to it. Did one of the cats fall? What went over there? Oh, no, you're just making noise. Okay.
I was looking for my noisemaker. Oh, God, I scared the shit out of Scout doing that. Sorry, Scout.
Oh,
Scout's like, what the fuck was that noise?
Okay. She's looking forward to it. I will still do the off, but here, but a massive weight will be gone. Well, I understand that, and I just can't wait. But she says, hope you both are okay. We are.
Yes.
I think we are.
We are. I think we are. We are both okay. We hope you are okay. Thank you, Tina. Massive congratulations to you on your retirement. Congrats. Bette and I are hoping that'll be happening for us sometime soon.
Oh, one day. One day.
You probably sooner than me. Down below that is a note from me from on last Saturday with our pick for the Preakness, which was The Hell We Did Not.
And can I just say, I picked The Hell We Did because I love the name. And then Stens came out and said, I love the name too. Do you want me to pick your horse or should I pick something else? Because I want to pick Napoleon Solo. And I said, no, it's okay. If you have my horse, we'll both do The Hell We Did.
Yeah, because we'd never done that before. We'd never picked the same horse before.
If I would have said, no, you can't
no, that's pick my horse.
The Hell We Did.
I would have won.
She would have won the Preakness.
Napoleon Solo won the Preakness. That was my fallback. I was rooting for him. He was a beautiful horse. Anyway, underneath that, Kelly with an I. She said, good luck. What a great name. Thank you, Kelly. We did not win. The Hell We Did came in seventh. We had to look it up today.
He has now been, they're in the offices renaming him to The Hell We Did.
The Hell We Did Not. All right, now up under episode 773, there's quite a few shout outs. We'll work our way through these. Tina says, this is a good film to start with to get an idea of the story rather than watching an 8-parter. This is The Count of Monte Cristo.
Right.
She recommended the 2002 version of the film. I can't tell from this who's in it, but they look like some very pretty young men. Doug underneath, we are the Doug.
Doug.
Says, I could not agree more. What a great adaptation. He says, Doug says he read it and all of Dumas as a young teen. Or Dumbass, as I call him.
Dumbass.
First film version Doug saw was with Richard Chamberlain, and I was hooked. This version does a great job of expanding the backstory. And then Tina and Doug talk
There's
a little bit about Count Monte Cristo.
Too.
I guess there is. I haven't read the book or seen the movie, so what do we know?
So we're just
But
dumbass.
That one's highly recommended.
Speaking
then.
Of dumbasses, we are here.
But so that version of Count of Monte Cristo comes highly recommended by both Doug and Tina, so I think we owe it to them to get around to that one. So we should. We didn't this week, but maybe sometime soon.
Oh, so, but, you know, we're literary, but we're erudite, and this is what we do for our listeners.
We just somehow have not ever gotten around to the Count of Monte Cristo. We are
Don't listen to us, dumbasses. You know, go out and do your stuff.
That's right. What else did Alexander Dumbass write?
Was it
The Hunchback?
Oh, did he? I don't know.
Maybe.
Haven't read that either, but I know the story.
Alexandre Dumbass. Hang on. I'm going to look it up. I'll probably cut this out. Count them on. Three Musketeers. That's what it was.
The Three Musketeers. My least favorite candy bar ever.
Oh, I love Three Musketeers.
Oh,
that's a good
I
candy
hate
bar.
It. It's just marshmallow
Well, more for me
inside.
Then. Oh, I love it. More for me
oh,
then. That's
I'll
fine.
I'll give you all my Three Musketeers.
I will give you all my Butterfingers. I will. I'd be happy to give you all my Snickers. Too many peanuts. You can have my Snickers. I'll have your Three Musketeers. We will be happy. All right. Back to shout outs here. We have one for Doug. We are the Doug. Etc. etc. He says, haven't listened yet, but stumbled across this link. And the link that he's left is an advertisement for The Mystery of Edwin Drood, starring our very own Susquita. We need you so.
Who sings our theme song, and she's
yes,
so
she does.
Wonderful.
And our Pet Stories theme song as well. And apparently Susquita has been chosen as the murderess a couple of times thus far. in Edwin Drood. What you guys maybe don't know, and it's not here in the comments, but I'll just go ahead and tell you, Doug and Lynn flew out to New York City just to see Siskiyou
in
Edwin
the
Drood.
Show.
Aren't they awesome?
Mean,
and their
great.
Tickets just happened to be sitting right next to Pete. I asked Doug, was it general seating and you just found him and sat next to him? He said, no, that's where my tickets were. They just happened to be sitting right next to Pete. Very exciting.
It's serendipity.
Yes, it is. Serendipity. Siskiyou herself also
and
says, oh, why, thank you, Doug.
Well, Siskiyou is just amazing. And so is the Pete.
Yes, the Pete. Oh, we miss the Pete.
Do we miss the Pete.
Siskiyou, give the Pete a big kiss from us, but no tongue.
Please.
No tongue from us. You can give him tongue from yourself, Siskiyou, but the tongue is not from us, just so you know. I think that's all the shout-outs.
I think we got it.
We did it.
I think we got
it. Yay! Thank you, everybody, for the amazing shout-outs from you all. We appreciate you and all of your shout-outs. Let's jump into the show, shall we? We've got movies. We've got all kinds of stories to tell you guys.
Yeah, we do.
What do we got, Bet?
Well, we start with movies, I think.
Movies.
And I have two.
Two movies.
I'm not going to tell you because this will come later. But from a circumstance in my life, I had a couple of weeks ago on a Sunday morning access to Turner Classic Movies. On the TV,
I
don't have
at
home.
Right.
So guess where I was.
I know where you were.
You know where I was.
Well, it'll be revealed later, but I think everybody knows.
But I had Turner Classic Movies and was off all day. So I was in the bed at 10 o'clock. Out came on Turner Classic Movies a movie I'd never seen before. I'd heard of, and it was... The Strange Love of Martha Ivers.
Oh, wow. Yeah, I know that one.
Oh, yes.
That's a good movie. That's a good movie.
Exactly.
That's
starring,
Van Heflin, Barbara Stanwyck, and...
starring no less a person than Barbara Stanwyck herself. Oh,
goddamn.
My God.
Mm,
and
one of
Van
her best.
Heflin.
Yes.
And a very, very young Kirk Douglas,
yeah.
And all
great
I can
movie.
Tell you is that it hits you from the first scene and takes you all the way to the end.
Yeah. Yeah, it's a ride.
I fell in love and I was in it from the beginning to the end, and it was, I cannot tell you how much I love this movie.
It's a great
movie. And I texted, you know, they're in the bed. I texted Pat about it. And she told me how much she loves that movie and how much she loves Barbara.
Oh, she's
and
the best.
It just kind of blew my mind.
It's
that,
so funny. You guys could have spent so much time talking about it.
Well, because she gets Turner Classics.
Oh, sure.
And
so
she
gets
she
to see Stanwyck whenever she wants.
And
yeah.
she, exactly. And it kind of blew my mind. But we talked and we had a good time. And that was such a great, fantastic movie.
That's nice. Yeah.
Yeah.
But big thumbs up.
But, oh, thumbs up for a fare thee well.
Yeah.
But at 12 o'clock at noon there, here came Joan Crawford and Mildred Pierce. Now,
another good one.
Well, let me tell you.
Yeah.
I had never seen the actual movie of Mildred Pierce.
Right. You've seen the bits of it that are in Dead Men Don't Wear Plaid, right?
No, I have seen the parody of it from Carol Burnett.
Okay.
Mildred,
yeah, that's what it is.
Mildred Fierce, which is the comedy version.
Right.
But watching the movie, I realized that this movie was exactly scene by scene the Carol Burnett version of it. So I knew everything that was going to happen.
And, oh, that's great.
And I mean, it was a great movie.
It's like watching Zero Hour after Airplane, right?
Exactly.
Okay.
Exactly. Thank you, Stins, for saying that, because it was exactly what it was. But I loved watching it. But it was, it was the Carol Burnett show version of it. But I made it to the end, and it was great. So one Sunday, two movies,
double feature,
and they were both great. Yeah, double feature, four.
Femme fatale. I think you could call that a femme fatale double feature right there.
I think it might be.
Yeah, I have a movie also.
Oh, and I can't
wait for
this.
One that Donna also recently saw. I went to the movie theater and I saw The Sheep Detective.
Oh, I said.
It's such a delight, Bet. Oh my gosh, it's so much fun.
When I said, I hope it was the one that I was hoping you'd see. Oh my God.
That's the one I saw.
I just want to see this movie.
It's so charming. It's exactly what you think it's going to be. Like, if you've seen the trailer, it's just a longer version of the trailer. It's a delight. The voice work's amazing. There's so many celebrities there on the voice list. Now, I don't have a list in front of me. Julia Louis-Dreyfus is like the main sheep. But Chris O'Dowd, we all love Chris O'Dowd here on the Hucklebug. He's one of the sheep. Patrick Stewart is one of the sheep. Bryan Cranston, he was the one. I had to wait for the end credits for Bryan Cranston because I did not recognize his voice.
Wow.
Brett Goldstein from Ted Lasso.
Oh my gosh.
Yep, and Shrinking. He's one of the sheep voices as well. Also in live action, we get a little bit of Hugh Jackman. Although, spoiler alert, he is the murder victim.
I knew it was all the sheep and Hugh.
Yes.
And I didn't know anybody else.
Yeah, Emma Thompson is one of the real life people who shows up in this, movie, in fact. And there's other human beings in it, but none that I'm thinking of off the top of my head or none that I know. And there's probably a couple of crucial great voices in there that I've forgotten as well. But it's lovely. It's a sweet, charming, lovely little movie, and I am so glad that I went. I went with Terry.
Oh.
Terry and I went... Sunday night, last Sunday we went.
Oh, I am so glad that was your movie. I love hearing you talk about it.
It's probably coming soon. I would imagine it'll be coming soon to streaming. If you can get to the theater to see it, do it. But if not, it'll be around soon. The other one I want to see in the theater is Project Hail Mary. So I'm hoping to get out to that before it goes away.
Well, I was thinking that might have been your movie.
I read the book. The book's excellent. And I've heard from other people who are fans of the book that the movie's also very good. You know, sometimes there's a little bit of a downgrade going from book to movie. But from what I've heard, the movie is well worthwhile. So I'm looking forward to that one also. But I haven't seen it yet. Nor Bugonia, which I promised to see. So I haven't seen that yet either. But, you know, in due time for everything. All right, let's move on. Bet, what do you have for us next?
I have a thing, and yes, folks,
mm-hmm.
I've been in, as Stenning calls it, the clink again.
I did. I called it the clink.
a couple of weeks ago, and I wasn't happy about it, of course, but I had no legs. Getting me into my house up the stairs, or and no food getting into my mouth.
Yes,
and it was awful. And folks, the last thing I wanted was to go to that place, but I did, and I had to. But I did PT, and the PT people, as always, were so good and worked me, and my friend Logan, PT guys, was the best.
Logan rules.
Because he knew what I needed. He would work me, but then he would take me up the stairs. Mm-hmm. And make me work the stairs and, you know, climb up them, because that's, he said, it's all in your head. You can do this with your legs. It's all in your head.
There you go.
But I'm going to leave you with some true positives for being in the clink.
Yay.
My caseworker, you know, you get there, you get a caseworker. Last time I got the worst ever.
Yeah.
She thought she was going to be my friend and, oh, I live where you live and we're going to be okay. And, you know, she got everything wrong.
Yeah.
But my caseworker this time got me specialists, an ENT doctor, and a neurology doctor.
Excellent.
Appointments sent out to my doctor. And I've already got appointments from both of them.
Excellent.
So, you know, I don't know if they're going to get to the crux of this problem, why I can't eat.
We got to start somewhere.
You have to start. You have to start. But she also listened to me about not having home health, because I can't do that because I go out to work. And she set me up with PT here in town called H2. It's right in B Field, about 2 minutes where I live.
Perfect.
And I went there Monday, and they, you know, kind of, well, I sat down in the waiting room and then I couldn't get up in the chair.
Oh, no. Oh, shit.
And I had to have somebody kind of help me out of the chair.
PT started a little early.
Yeah. but she took me to the back of the room and she kind of looked at my legs and she said, you know, can you I'm going to put my foot here. Can you put it against me and resist, you know, doing resistance stuff.
Sure.
And it was okay. It was okay. But then Wednesday, I went out there.
Yes.
And I got a guy, a PT guy, who was the guy who helped me out of the chair on Monday. So that was pretty good.
Okay.
And he put leg weights on me immediately.
Ooh.
And
made me
do leg exercises.
Oh.
A lot of leg exercises.
Yeah.
And then he said, we're going to do something called sits and stands.
Where my dad had to do those. Yep, I know those.
Yeah, where you're in
practice.
The chair and you have to stand up and then sit down. And I said, well, I'm in this chair I can't get out of. And he said, well, if
That's
you can't,
why.
I'll help you. But I got out of the chair.
Mm-hmm.
And then he put a pad, on the chair, and he said, this will help you.
Yeah.
And so I did a lot of sits and stands.
Yes.
And then he said, oh, that's very good. Now, I'm going to take you over to this bike. It was a recumbent bike.
Oh, nice.
Where you pedal.
Easier to get on.
Yeah, you pedal, and then you do your arms and legs.
Okay.
And he said, I'm going to ask you to do 10 minutes of that.
Mm-hmm.
If you get tired, you can stop at any point. But I'm going to ask you to, in the end, do 10 minutes. And so I started doing it. And I did 10 minutes, no stopping. It
Good
was
for
so
you.
Great. And he said, oh, wow, that is so great. And he said, that's all I'm going to ask of you today.
Okay.
Now, you know, you go out, and my next PTs are Tuesday this week and Thursday this week.
Okay. Do they give you exercises to do at home, too?
Well, but I am so psyched because Yay. I did that. And now, even though I don't have things to do for them, I come out here and I do the leg exercises. Mm-hmm. I've done them 2 times a day, every day Perfect. Since. But every day, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, today, mm-hmm. I've gone up, I've gotten up my stairs into my house. Perfect. I've gotten up my stairs to the places in my house.
Yes.
And I'm feeling stronger than I have in a while.
Yay. Yay.
And things are just feeling better.
Things
now,
are feeling people. Better. Improvement.
Yeah.
Is improved this year's word?
No, my word was grateful.
Grateful. Okay. Well,
or
I'm
thankful. Grateful or thankful. And
all right, well, I'm grateful
and
that you're doing well.
When I do that, I often say grateful, thankful, grateful, thankful.
Yeah. Good for you. My word is abundance. I had to go look it up. That's because my therapist told me to think about what an abundant life means for me, and I still don't really know. All right. Niblet, I'm so proud of you. I really am. Good for you. I know this has knocked you down a couple of times.
I know. And
you just
I'm
keep
still
getting back
trying,
up, and I love
and I
that.
Still can't eat. I still can't
eat. Still can't eat? Still having trouble eating?
Yeah.
Terry brought you some chicken soup, right?
Oh,
right
we'll talk about that a little bit later.
Okay. Okay. Well, man, I hope you get eaten pretty soon, because that's a worrying thing. All right. Congratulations. I know you're feeling better. That makes me happy.
Oh.
All right. I have a couple of family visits to tell you guys about.
Yeah.
The last 2 weeks, I've had two family visits. My goodness. What are even the days? Let me quickly look at a calendar here. May. So the weekend of the 9th, 10th, my sister and brother-in-law, Stacy and Steve, came up to see me. Now, Stacy has been here a couple times. She's seen the house. She brought Dad up to see the play.
Yeah.
But Steve had not been here yet. Oh. So she brought Steve up. And bless Steve. There was a paving stone in the side
Steve
yard.
Steve from Alaska?
No.
No.
Steve is from New Jersey.
Oh.
Rob is my brother. He's
from
Alaska. So
Rob,
Rob and all of his people, they're all Alaskans. But Stacy and Steve are from New Jersey.
Okay.
Now they live with my dad in Central Oregon.
Okay.
But they met and fell in love and got married in New Jersey and then came out here. So Steve, bless his heart, I had a crooked paving stone in the side yard because there was a tree root underneath it that was in the way.
Oh.
So he came and he brought his saw and,
sawed
it down, and now I've got a nice flat paving stone again, which is nice. He's a landscaper, so we talked a lot about like the plants that are here and like how we can do some things differently and stuff. But we had a great time. We went to the casino twice, 2 different casinos.
I love it.
I won like $200 the weekend they were here. It was fantastic. And we just had the best time ever. It was really, really fun.
Man, I love family so much.
I can't remember the last time my sister and I had that much fun together. It really was a great visit. And then the next visit, the weekend of the 16th, well, actually not the weekend, the night of the 16th, my brother Rob from Alaska and his son Gunnar, who's 21 now, I think.
Oh.
Maybe even 22.
Oh my God!
These kids,
Taylor's
they grow.
36.
I know they grow up so fucking.
How
they grow
in the
up
hell
so
does
fast?
That happen?
I know. So they came. So I thought they were going to stay the weekend, and then I get a text from Rob. I think I got up early Saturday morning and texted him at like 7:30 and said, "Hey, are you guys on the road? What time do you think you're going to be here?" And he texts back saying, "We're going to be there around 4 or 5. He goes, "We stopped at Mount Defiance to climb to the peak." They just stopped randomly on an 8-hour road trip. Just stopped to climb a mountain.
Exactly.
Which actually I was delighted by, because I had been afraid that when they arrived here, they're like, ah, we've been sitting in the car forever. Let's go for a three hour.
Right. Hike. They did it before.
They did it before, so I didn't have to do it with them. So I thought that was a fantastic idea. And I met them at the casino. We also went to the casino. We didn't stay super long because the casino, my brother's kind of a card player. He likes blackjack.
I like blackjack.
Three card poker. He likes those games. And the casino we went to had no table games at all, just slots. Ooh. So we didn't stay there very long. But I mean, honestly, we got back here about 8:30 at night. Mm-hmm. And they were like, we have to go to bed, because they left at 3 a.m. They were hardly here at all.
Worn out.
Yeah, I called it a micro visit. We had just a few hours together, but it was a lovely visit from everybody, from both of my siblings.
Oh.
And now the house is mine again. Yay!
Clean it up.
You know what? They were only here, like I said, they were only here about 6 hours. My brother and my nephew. These filthy, filthy boys. I'm so glad they were here weekend, because they made such a mess in the short time they were here. The bathroom was just a disaster area.
Oh, my word.
It's a good thing they didn't stay longer. But it was really good to see them, though. It was a great visit with both.
Oh, I just love family and the way you talk with your family. The conversations you have.
It's different, isn't it? It's different from everybody else. Exactly.
Yeah.
It was a lot of fun. All right, tell us about your video, Bet.
I have a video of the week, and thank you, Stens, because you're going to have the link for it.
Yes.
But this past week, we have kind of been, well, I have been kind of going out, learning that this past week was the last week of The Late Show with Stephen Colbert.
My ex-husband.
Who both of us love. Stephen.
Yes, so much.
But the next to last night,
mm-hmm.
It was his penultimate night. And Bert Springsteen was to mm-hmm. play. And that's why I went out.
Yes.
But I learned that before Bruce came the mm-hmm. best ever.
Good stuff.
That, you know, you have heard us talk about it because mm-hmm. we love it. And, you know, Elvis Costello was my favorite person in it when I discovered it.
Well, they were all good.
That's how I discovered it.
Right.
The Colbert Questionnaire.
Yes.
Where he asks those 15 questions mm-hmm. to
what
all
is the
of
best
his
sandwich?
Guests. Yes. And so they turned the tables on him and made him answer all of
yes.
those. And I sent in like four different things.
Four different links, yeah.
Yeah.
But I found one mega link.
And
that
she
has the
found
whole thing.
The mega link.
It's 48 minutes long, you guys. It's a really long video.
This is a video of the week, but it's not like one of those minute and a half things.
Yeah, it's not like the soapbox.
It's a real one. You have to want to watch it, but it's just fantastic because
it's all
of the
celebrities
who have been on his show come out and ask him his questions,
yes.
and he has to answer them. Actually, I was hoping Elvis would be one. But
I guess
he
they saved Elvis for the last show.
Well, Elvis was on the last show,
yeah.
So that made me happy.
He's one of his best friends, I guess.
Yes.
My favorite, if I may,
uh-huh.
my favorite part of the video, his wife, Evie, is asking him one of the questions. Favorite smell, I think.
Yes.
And Stephen asks her, who's next? Who's after you? And he looks over her shoulder and he goes, oh shit, I see who it is. And he starts laughing. And at the same time, I thought, oh, I wonder if they got Amy Sedaris to do one. And sure enough, she was the one who was
exactly.
next.
Exactly. The fact that Amy was one of the persons.
Oh, she's like one of his bestest friends.
Yes, she is one of his besties.
Yeah.
But I do have to say, you said it before, mm-hmm. best sandwich. When he said best, you have to have a best sandwich or a best mm-hmm. summer sandwich.
Yeah.
And he talked about the tomato sandwich.
Yeah, you know what? We used to eat those.
I never did because I was never a fan of big old tomatoes.
Oh, I love tomatoes.
Piece of white bread. But my mother, mm-hmm. Granny, who
yes.
actually had a shout out on this show. She actually appeared on this
show. She did.
Once.
She did appear on this show. Hi, everybody.
thinking about a tomato sandwich and it being a sink sandwich because mm-hmm. you had to eat it
yes.
over the sink because
it
just dripped so hard.
It does.
I can see my granny eating a mm-hmm. tomato sandwich over the
yep.
sink so many times. but I loved all of his others.
Yes.
Your autograph, your uh-huh. first concert. Oh, my God, that was so much fun.
Yeah, it
was
great.
And he just answered it so truly and honestly.
Mm-hmm.
And it just... Stenny's gonna post it, and,
I will
and
post it,
it takes a long time to watch.
Yeah.
But if you love Stephen,
when you have 48 minutes available,
exactly. If you love
Stephen,
you'll watch it.
Yeah. Well, who knows? By this time, you may have already seen it. Maybe you guys were all watching
you
the
might.
Show. Thank you, Beck, for your video of the week. I have a few highlights to run down real quickly. I know we're already well over time.
Mm-hmm.
But a few highlights, because I've honestly, the last couple of weeks that we've been off, it's been pretty good. A lot of good stuff's been happening.
Hey!
I mean, one of the highlights is that I won a bunch of money gambling.
last couple of weekends. Nothing wrong with that.
Won a couple $100 on slots on roulette. I actually won, I won some money. I put some money down on a sporting event, which I don't normally do.
Oh.
But I went to Sportsbook. And I bet on Aston Villa to win the Europa League, which they did.
Oh.
And that is also
oh.
a highlight. Aston Villa won the fucking Europa League. Our first trophy in 30 years. Our first European trophy in 42 years. An amazing time to be a Villa fan. I don't know. Niblet, have you seen any of the videos circulating of Prince William celebrating his heart out at the game? He was so happy. It was just the best.
I have not.
So, we had a little technical difficulty there. I'm not sure what all got recorded and what didn't, but Aston Villa won the Europa League. That was a big
yeah,
fucking highlight. Giant highlight. They won. That game was on Wednesday, and I'll tell you what, Thursday and Friday, man, I was just sailing. I felt like I was on top of the world. That
yeah.
was the best feeling ever. That was, you know, it was awesome when the Seahawks won the Super Bowl both times. This was better. This was
well,
a lot better.
And, you know, in my world, the Steelers, Aaron Rodgers.
I know, you poor thing. Here's the good news, though. He did announce he's retiring at the end of the season, so
well,
only one more year.
He should have retired already.
A long time ago. Before
oh,
he even
God.
Came to the Steelers, he should have retired. Other highlight, I went with Misha and Les last night. We went down to Seattle. We went to IKEA and just walked around IKEA, which I haven't done in such a long time.
Look
it was
at
so
the
much
names.
Fun. We did, yes, exactly. We didn't buy anything. We just touched a lot of things. They have a whole section with like little plush animals. And Misha and I had to pick up every single one of them and hug them just to test their huggability. And yes, and comment on all the names of the drapes and the dressers and the pillows and couches and so forth. And then after that, we went to a dive bar for dinner, a place called The Mecca in Seattle. Wonderful, great atmosphere, really good music playing, and the best food was so good. Oh. I had a BLT, which, by the way, is my answer to what is the best sandwich.
Oh, okay.
And their French fries were out of this world. And then we went to the Pacific Science Center, and we watched Dark Side of the Moon at the laser show, and it was so much fun. I've wanted to do it for a really long time, and it was a blast. My only complaint is that we were out way too late, and I'm too old for that shit. We didn't get home till 11:30 at night, but it was a lot of fun. Okay, so those are all my highlights. They're all out of the way.
Yeah.
And now we can do our fuck-offs. Fuck off, Donald Trump, you fucking piece of shit.
You piece of crap.
Can't wait till you die.
Can't either.
Who rules, Bet?
Who rules in my life? Well, I have to tell you, my first new rule is for my cuz, Terry.
Yay!
For coming down this past Saturday, not today, but the last
a week
one,
ago.
Coming down carrying art supplies.
Yes. Art therapy.
And bringing me a lunch. I actually ate. She said, she called me and she said, could you have a visit? And I said, I'd love a visit.
Yeah.
And she said, what can I bring you? Do you like soup? And I said, oh, if you could bring me chicken soup in a fruit cup from Chick-fil-A.
Perfect.
She said, I will do that. Excellent. And she did. And I ate almost all of the chicken soup and, of course, all of the fruit cup.
Nice.
And that meant everything to me. And then we just played with art supplies.
Yeah.
And it was so fun. And she told me, you know, Beth, we're going to do this once a month. I'm here now. And in June, I'm going to come out there. I'm going to work into you and we're going to do it again. And, Terry is just a godsend and a wonder
to me. She's wonderful, yes. You rule, Terry.
You rule so much. And also, you rule Stephen Colbert.
Oh, he does, doesn't he?
For being the guy that you are. And you took your show and you took a political. And it was okay for a long time until Trump decided to, you know.
Well, and CBS being such fucking cocksuckers that they folded under pressure.
Exactly.
Fuck CBS, man.
And though, after that wonderful night of the questionnaire, Springsteen was singing, and he said it. But he was a little bit wrong. He said Stephen was the first man to lose his job because of the president.
A lot of people lost their jobs.
He said he was the first man to lose his job over politics. All I have to say, does anyone remember the Smothers Brothers?
Sure, yeah. That was CBS too, wasn't it?
It was CBS.
Fucking CBS, man.
Oh. But Smothers Brothers and Stephen Colbert, I love you. I love you.
Yes.
And Stephen's going to be okay.
Oh, he's going to be fine. He's got his dream job. You know what he's doing next, right?
He's writing the Lord of the Rings.
He's writing the Lord of the Rings screenplay. I mean, he's going to be fine. And then after that, if he wants to do a podcast or something like that, where nobody can fuck with him, he's got it made.
Yeah.
I would like to, if I can just piggyback onto your You Rule, and echo what David Letterman said when Letterman was on Colbert's show. He's one of his last guests the previous week. Letterman said they can take your job, but they can't take your voice. I loved that. That was great. Amazing.
Exactly.
I have U rules as well this week. My U rules, of course, Aston Villa, I mentioned, won the Europa League. Big goddamn deal. A really big goddamn deal. Our first trophy in 30 years. So exciting. I wanted to give two specific U rules. I mean, the whole team and the whole, you know, the staff and everybody, and the fans, all of us. Everybody rules. But specifically, I wanted to name our manager, Unai Emery. None of this is possible without him. He's amazing. He's absolutely transformed the team in the last few years. Fantastic. And then the other one I want to give a U-rule to on the playing side is our defender, Ezri Konsa. The night before the final, he posted a letter to the fans, which I am sure as shit not going to read because it's really long. But it was this big, long love letter to the fans, thanking us for being there for them the whole way. And essentially at the end saying, we're going to go win you this cup tomorrow. And that is exactly what they did. And so I wanted to give a big U rule to everybody, but especially to name two, to our manager, Unai Emery, and to our defender, Ezri Konsa. Oh. Thank you guys. Oh my goodness. What a great time you've given us, fans. Yay.
Love your team.
Woo. The only thing I think that could be better than watching Villa win a trophy is to see the Mariners win a World Series. But frankly, I'm not sure that's ever going to happen. So I'm just going to...
You saw the Seahawks do it.
I've seen the Seahawks do it twice. Unfortunately, both times I was not able to watch the game live. But, you know, I did see them win twice. That's great. But yeah, the Mariners, you know, I remain skeptical that they will ever shake their lovable loser tag. But we'll see. I still love them, of course. Anyway, we finally got to the end of a very long show. Thank you, guys. If you've made it to the end, congratulations.
Thank you. We'll send you a prize.
We will get a special prize in the mail, a Huckabug kazoo. I wish I still had Huckabug kazoos to give away.
I only have one kazoo now left in my life.
Same here. Yeah. Oh, here it is. Charge! All right, gang. Thank you for listening to this week's episode of the Huckapunk. Guess what? We're actually going to be back next week. We're going to do two
Believe
weeks in a row. It's going
to
be amazing.
Not, we have to have another show.
We will do another show next week. Thank you guys for tuning in. We will talk to you next time. Until then, I am Stenny.
And I'm Bet.
We're Bet and Stenny, and you've been listening to the Huckabug. Thank you, everybody.
Thank
Goodbye.
You. Thank
Goodbye.
You. We love you. Mwah, mwah, mwah.
That's the way you do it when you do the Huckabug.
Listen to the nominees for Record of the Year in 1959. Okay. Nel Plu Dipinto di Blu Volare by Domenico Modugno. Hang on. Catch a Falling Star by Perry Como.
Oh, Fever. Mr. Relaxation.
Fever by Peggy Lee. That's up there.
Okay, that's all right.
Witchcraft by Frank Sinatra and Bette. The Chipmunk Song by David Sewell and the Chipmunks. Not even joking.